Shovel go at 7:15, but on the other side, right now, I should say. All the questions have been surrounding what the Ravens are going to do with Justin Tucker. The NFL has him under investigation, and the Ravens, well, John Harbaugh responded to those questions.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple of weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit, been working hard. I would just say, like, from a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
We said this before, Ed. Based on what Justin Tucker did last season, it's justified for them to bring in some competition. They drafted for the first time in franchise history. They drafted a kicker, didn't sign him, but free agent, or either out of college or free agency as a veteran. To me, that says a sense of urgency. We want to make sure we get our guy in here and not chance this thing. But he's saying what they're going to do is football related, and they're going to let the league do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's that was pretty artfully crafted. But what are you going to do? I mean, this is similar, to say, this is very similar to the Ray Rice situation where, you know, I think there were people who did far worse things, but because he had 2.9 yards a carry that season, it was easier to part ways. And now with Tucker, it's like you get all this, you know, stuff swirling around, this horrible, you know, negative publicity. But he was like one of the least accurate kickers in the league last year. So it's not like, I mean, he was, looked nothing like Justin Tucker. So I think, you know, they may have this intention of, you know, part ways, they find somebody else, then say it's just football related. And then it kind of, you know, they can just kind of walk away from the other stuff.
I think, Jeremy, if the league doesn't find anything and this kicker comes in and Justin Tucker's still better than him, Justin Tucker's still the guy. If the league doesn't find anything in him. But I think, you know, as Ed said, he just wasn't good, very, very good last year, and I think this guy will be here either way.
Okay, let me ask you this. If the league decides to suspend him for six games, does that matter? Does that change your mind? Because now you're going forward with a kicker and loop because this guy is suspended. What if he's kicking well? What if he's not? You know, all these things that could play into it.
John Harbaugh can go back on what he said over the weekend. It's a football decision.
Yeah.
If this new kid is kicking good and the team is winning, then he's your kicker.
I mean, it's just weird the way the whole thing plays out. And I know Ed's brought it up before. We've talked about it, what happened with Ezekiel Elliott, where it's like, hey, we didn't find anything, but you're still suspended. Something has to come down because of this. And regardless if they find anything or not, I'm sure the league's going to use the whole shield thing to go after him and suspend him for a period of time, whether that's 2, 6, 10, a season, I don't know.
So you think Justin Tucker is going to get suspended regardless?
I think he gets suspended regardless because it's no longer about innocent or guilty. It's about the shield, and they bring that up all the time. So if Ezekiel Elliott got in trouble for what he allegedly did and they sent a woman down there to investigate it and she came back and said, we didn't find anything, and they go, six games, then something has to happen here.
Look, he had a field goal percentage of 73 last year. Mm. 73. It's unheard of for him. I mean, Chris Boswell, 93. Jay Sanders, 90. I mean, this is what you get. Lutz was 91. 73.
Had a lot on his mind.
He did. We alluded to that. We couldn't say anything, but this is off-field stuff probably. We kept hinting at, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, what if that's his excuse? What if I'm a better kicker than that? I had a lot on my mind. You guys got to let me prove that.
If he doesn't get found guilty or if they don't find anything?
Can I throw a curveball at what you said?
Uh-huh.
You said, what if he's suspended for six games? This kid, what's his name, Luke?
Loop.
Loop comes in and he's hot. But Justin Tucker was kicking also all training camp, and he looked great too. Do you keep with the rookie, or do you go back to the veteran who's had big kicks before?
I'm going with Snoop-a-loop. Sorry. I'm done with the Justin Tucker thing after all of this stuff went on. I may be different. There may be some fans that's tugging on their heartstrings. It's like, oh, he didn't get found guilty and this and that. I don't have it. I'm sorry.
I don't have that.
Like
it's football, man.
Right now, and then Harbaugh's talking about the football side of things. Like, what is, Ed, we talked about this, but what does zero tolerance actually mean? Like, is it?
To me, it's not what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I mean,
to me, it's like, you know, if someone is convicted of, you know, whatever, you know, domestic violence or something like this, then that's it. That you have zero tolerance. But there's no findings yet. I know there's a million allegations. It's hard to believe that it didn't happen because so many different people from different places. But I just like, I like dealing in facts, and you got to have some proof. And someone, I hate to see, and in this case, he's fine. I mean, his rest of his life, the damage is done already publicly.
Yeah.
He's got enough money. But I just hate to see people lose everything when nothing's been proven. You know, it's like that. It's in the movie Siriana with George Clooney. He says, you know, in this country, you're innocent until you're accused. And that's what we've become. As soon as you're accused, it's like, nope, we're done.
Yeah, but
and it encourages it.
We also have the situations like, and I know this is kind of far into the spectrum, but like O.J. Simpson wasn't found guilty. Do we all think he was guilty?
Yes.
So, like, again,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Still working on that case? I mean, no.
Yeah. Just because you weren't found guilty doesn't mean you were innocent.
Yeah, I had an argument.
What's the evidence?
I had an argument with somebody who was like, hey, he was never found guilty. And I was like, he was never found innocent either. Like, they didn't have enough evidence because of, you know, look. You look
circumstances.
At the statute of limitations and finding things out. And again, this incident to me is a little different for myself and when I'm talking about it because I know some of the people involved and I believe them. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little bit more difficult for me, but the way Ed's talking is probably the right way to do it every single time because you have to treat each situation a little bit differently, but you also have to look at it as the same. Like if this guy is not getting punished for something he allegedly did, then how do you punish this guy if he didn't get it? The same thing I'm talking about, the Ezekiel Elliott. Like they had smoke there, they had all these stories. I'm sure something went down, but the lady went down there and found out nothing. I didn't find anything, and they still suspended him. So I this is where I get into this.
It's worse than that. She found the witness to be not credible.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It sounds like she made it up, which is really awful. I mean, I find it hard to believe that 16 women made up the same story.
Yeah.
But I mean, it does happen. That's why I'm so focused on this because I just hate it. Because you've trained when you become you get in law enforcement. You know, better 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail.
Did you guys see the Shannon Sharp stuff? Now there's another rape accuser that's coming out after all this stuff comes out with this OnlyFans model that apparently he was with, and people are looking at the picture of the woman going, "Oh, he wasn't with her." Well, it was back in like 2000. Okay. So the woman was a good looking woman that I forget what her job was, but she's claiming that Shannon Sharp raped her. So, like, and forced himself on her, sexually assaulted her. So, like, I don't know if it gives people the strength to come out, but we also know there's people that are going to attack situations to try to better themselves when things can't be proven.
Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Bob, you're probably going to end up looking like ZZ Top beard with your little bet you do yourself.
I don't have a bet.
No, with your the Orioles got a sweep.
No. That's not a bet. It's just, you know, something I'm doing just to be doing. You know, nobody challenged me.
Yeah, and you're going to have to look like ZZ Top here in a little bit. But look, if Justin Tucker, if something come up and he finds there's no evidence, even if he gets suspended, what if he does come back and start kicking at a 90%, 97%, 95%? The Ravens done shot themselves in the foot.
What, six rounds rat pick? You don't shoot yourself in the foot for a six rounds rat pick.
No, if they let Justin Tucker go now.
Oh, well, the only way they'll let Justin Tucker go, the Ravens are sitting pretty, Johnny. They got both of these cats in camp. And let them do what they got to do. So if the kid is kicking at 90%+ and Justin Tucker goes on and does the same thing for some other team, who cares? It's not about what he does somewhere else. It's about what you have. I don't want to say Justin Tucker gets suspended. We signed this kid. This kid is great. And then Justin Tucker goes someplace else and proves he's still great. Oh, man, we should have kept Justin Tucker. No, the kid is great. Well, you care. I just, you know, it's like when we get rid of somebody, we want them to be the worst because we got rid of them.
You know the other thing I don't want to happen? What if Loop ends up being – this team has picked kickers – left and right, not drafted, undrafted kickers. There's like six guys in the league right now that the Ravens had brought in. They're the ones that we're looking at. Will Lutz, you brought him up. He was here. You know, Graham Gano, no longer in the league. Steve Hauschka, all these guys. They found all these guys, and there's still guys that they found that are kicking in the league right now. What if this Loop kid comes in and he's kicked? Like, I don't want to pass him up because you're chasing the ghost of Justin
Tucker.
What
if he's the next Justin Tucker? Yeah. If you can't have Justin Tucker successful somewhere else, I don't care. It's all about what I have. I don't care about the other team.
I normally wouldn't say this, but it does apply. It's irrelevant what he's done in the past. It's what he's doing right now.
It's not. That's 100%.
That's not irrelevant.
It's sports.
That's actually true.
It's sports.